I gave testimony Sunday, and he said, well, how about another one? I said, well, okay. And I realized I've never really shared what my ideas are and how I feel that I want to serve the Lord if he opens up the doors for me. And in September of 80, I left for Guadalajara, Mexico to go to language school for a year. Most of you know that, but some of you don't. And so I spent a year in language school, and the testimony that I feel like I want to give tonight is that the Lord's provided for me, and he's given me peace and understanding, and I know that he's called me, and I've had doubts at my times, and I've been down at times, but I know that he has called me, and that this is where he wants me to be, is in Mexico, and right now in San Luis Potosí. And from the beginning, I thought, well, Lord, how do I go? And Billy was talking this afternoon about how he just went. He didn't even think about finances and things like that. Well, I was the same way. I knew the Lord had called me, and I knew that other missionaries had gone out of here, and I thought, well, he'll take care of me fine.
Amen.
And I went, and I was confident, and he did. He paid for my first semester of language school complete, and plus I had the money to rent a house, and that was another blessing from the Lord. We, Aunt Verlene and my mother and Rossi and I, we were looking at houses and apartments, and I thought, Lord, there's just no way I can afford a house or an apartment or even just a room. Everything was so high. And I was on, you know, I didn't know how much money I was going to be getting in, but praise the Lord, he provided a house, a 3-bedroom house. And I thought, well, that's kind of big for me. But during that year that I lived there, there was another guy that was in medical school that Rossi had met. And he wasn't saved, and I feel like the Lord used me, and he's still not saved, but I got to be a steady witness to him, and I think maybe someday if he remembers, he can think back on the times that we did talk, and I shared a clear plan of salvation with him. And I think that's the reason the Lord opened up the door for me to live there. And the whole year was me a time of growing for me and learning to get along with other people, whereas I got along with people fine, but other denominations and just learning about what they believed and how I had never even been exposed to some of the things that they believed. And so it was a whole new testing and growing time for me, and I still have a lot of growing through and growing up and growing spiritually. But I feel like the Lord has provided. And in the second semester, things went smooth and fine too. Everything was paid for. And then my first doubt came about financial matters. And that was my third semester. And I thought, I don't have a dime to go back. I don't even have enough money to pay my rent. Lord, I don't know. Should I just quit and go on to San Luis now and quit language school? But my Spanish wasn't good. I wasn't blessed like Uncle Lindo and learned Spanish in 3 months. I'm still struggling at times, but the Lord did. We had a talk. And he said, you go back. He says, and the Lord will provide. And if he doesn't, he says, you pay just $1 a day if that's what you have to do. But he says, the Lord will provide for you. He said, yes, that's far. And why are you doubting now? So I said, okay, I'll go back to satisfy you. So I went back, but he did. He provided the money to pay my whole semester again. And I think the Lord must have called me for sure, because I had my doubts at that time. If he wants me, if he provides enough money for me to go back every semester and just pay the whole thing in full, and I don't even have to worry about it from week to week or month to month like some other missionaries did. And I'm just thankful for that. And then finally I finished language school, and I was a little weary yet, and I thought, how? I still can't speak. But the best language school for me has been getting out and being with Brother Dale and Billy, where they make you get out and teach anyway. And I'm thankful for their encouragement and their desire to see me grow and to get in there and work with them. And I had wondered how am I going to fit in with them? They're men, and they're going out witnessing and preaching and showing films, and I thought, how do I fit in with the work? But yet I thought, well, that's where I should go. I should be with other people from the church, and it'll be a good time of growing for me and learning, and Brother Dale's wisdom and Billy's enthusiasm. But I thought, how do I fit in with it, or vice versa, whichever the case may be.
Praise the Lord.
But the Lord opened the door for me right away. The first month I lived with Billy and Cindy, which was an experience. learning patience. No, wasn't that bad. But I looked for a house and rents going up in San Luis, and I ended up with the smallest house out of all three of us, and I pay the most rent. but I'm really, it's in a new section, a new colonial. What do you call it? A new, I don't know, colonial here, I guess, subdivision. And so I'm out there kind of by myself. It's not very grown up. I have a few neighbors across the street and one next to the door. But I like where I live, and the Lord provided me a house. And I'm hoping that if we slow down and are going from village to village like they were talking about the other night, I hadn't heard. I would like to start a children's Bible study class in my home once a week. On a day, you know, a weekly basis, and be able to have a constant witness in my own neighborhood. And there's another family from our church that is wanting to start some work out there, and I'm praying that maybe the Lord will open up a door for me to work with them out there. So, and also I'd like to work with teenage girls, and the Lord's opened up a few doors in one little small church that we've been going to. I met some friends of Linda's and Joey's. And for some reason, they seem to like me, and I think, well, maybe he can open the door in that way, because I've been in some of the situations and the places that they've been also. And I wasn't saved until I was 20 nearly. And I think, well, maybe the Lord can use me in that way to be a witness to them and help them. And maybe they won't go through some of the things I went through. But I just want to praise and thank the Lord that he has provided. And I'm getting a blessing that I never even expected, that I never even dreamed of. And I'm happy to serve the Lord. But I think, well, each one of you should have the same opportunity to do what I'm doing. I'm receiving such a blessing. And I thought, but not everyone can go. But if the Lord calls you, you can go. But amen. While you're here, you're just as much a missionary. You're supposed to be just as much of a missionary. And amen. I know how much I fail every day down there and here of not witnessing to my friends and my family. And the people I come in contact, just in the stores and other ways, we each should take the time. And this week has really convicted my heart of how much that I don't, how undedicated I am to the Lord, and how I don't witness and serve Him like I should. And in Timothy, 1 Timothy, let's see if I can find it, 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. And I thought, that's our main goal. That should be our main goal, is that's what Jesus wants. He wants every man to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, and we should be out spreading that.
Amen.
And then I ask that you pray for me in Ephesians 6:18, 19, and 20. And this is what I put on my prayer card, because I ask that you do pray for me in just this way. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. And that's what I want to do. I want to be bold. I share some experiences. I forgot to do it, but I wanted to share some of the experiences we've done. I moved to San Luis in August, the first part of August, and then I found a home in the first part of September. And since September, I've paid, October, 4 months rent and spent about 7 nights in my house. We've been on the road, traveling into villages, and most of the time where we go, they don't, as Cindy shared, they don't have roads that lead all the way to where we go. So we end up walking in. And the first time, I was real lucky, because we had planned on walking into a village, but it ended up, we stayed in this other small village where the road ended in a place called San Nicolas. And it had running water and toilets, and we even got to sleep inside and I slept on the bed. So they kept telling me, oh, we broke you in real good and comfortable, you know, for my first trip out. And it was a real blessing. We saw people revived, and the people were friendly, and it was my first experience to actually teach young children in Spanish. And I had a good crowd, and I was real nervous, but as each day went on, and my Spanish was awful, and I kept making mistakes, and I'd forget what words were that I knew, but I just couldn't remember. But each day, I get a little bit more confident, And the Lord showed me, yeah, if you just depend on me, I can,
amen.
I can use you if you'll just let me. So each time that I go out, I'm getting a little bit better and a little bit better. And I just pray that my status will be to where I can communicate without having to stop and think and worry about if I'm using the right tenses and all. And then the next time we went out, they kept telling me, we went to a place called Calabasas, and we just had to walk in for, I think it was 2 hours. And that was a real blessing. It was way up in the mountains also. And it was beautiful up there, and I enjoyed it. And that wasn't quite as convenient. We slept on the benches in the church building with our sleeping bags. But that wasn't bad. I like camping out. I was raised that way. But then the next week we're on the way home from Calabasas, and they kept saying, we're going to take you with us to this place called Aguas Arcas the next time we go. And I said, no way, I'm not going to there. They said they had to walk for 5.5 hours. And I thought, I said, I really don't think I can make that one. I just don't think I can make it. So you tell me when you're going there, and I'm not going to go with you. So the very next week, we ended up going to a place called Las Moras, and it was past Aguas Arcas by 2.5 hours. So we walked up a mountain. Cindy and I and Brother Dale walked up a mountain for 7.5 hours. But that was a real blessing, and I really dreaded the way home walking back. I thought it was going to be just as bad going down the mountain than it was. But while we were there, it was a blessing to me because I felt real inferior in my Spanish and things. But the little girls would come up to me after I taught my class, and they just hang on to me. And they wanted to learn what I was doing, and they wanted to hear more. And it was a real opportunity for me to get to talk to them and on a one-to-one basis, and just, instead of just a class situation. And that's what I want to do. I want to be a witness to them one-on-one. And I want to get to understand their culture and understand their ways to where I can share the love of Christ more with them and show them how that Christ really does love them, and that's where we can find real happy and joy.
Hey, praise.